stay there here with us, Karina. I'm here in Sharjah at HB, first of all, to have a learning experience and also to grow into my role in the marketing sphere. Today, we have with us two key people in the sphere of AI and market access, and this is going to be a chilly interview, so just sit back, relax, and we're going to have a very nice conversation. So, good afternoon. Nice to meet you. What motivated formation of HB through a joint venture with Alhatul Barkal and Baikal?
Yeah, so there was probably a marriage, if you like, of two sort of thinking, right? Baikal, product development, AI, new technology, tech transfer. And then you had Alhatul, who basically long established business in the UAE, in Dubai. And they wanted to modernize. And so hence why I think it was a perfect matchup.
Oh, very interesting, yeah. So it kind of was the formation of the well-established.
Definitely.
How did the national strategy in the UAE contribute to the development of AI products?
So, yes, yeah, so that was one of the drivers for us to look, obviously, at the UAE market. And I think the national strategy obviously looks at localization. It looks like, and also they back it in terms of obviously funding and money and access, and also just the publicity. So other tech talent will come to the region. And I think also the local population will start to be educated in that as well. So we see it as a talent pool as well.
Yeah, diving into the future.
Definitely.
Yeah. Going 8 years ahead. Wow, that's impressive. So, Chef, the question for you, as you are very experienced in the market access, and here at SRTP, you are a very key person who is very responsible for a lot of things. I would like to ask you a question. Can you refer to any example of a complex business intelligence solution or program you successfully delivered?
So, first of all, thanks a lot for having me on the podcast. It's the first one with the HB, hopefully not be the last based on my performance. first of all, obviously, I've moved on from SRTAP. I've been with SRTAP for the last 3 years, but I moved on last September. As an ecosystem that attracts a lot of deep tech startups, there were a few programs that we were working with. Specifically around renewable energy, additive manufacturing, digitization. So obviously that's where AHB, Baikal, as well as Alhatul came in. I guess for the context of the podcast, we could talk about AHB itself in terms of how we got together. Raj, Satish, and the team back then as Baikal was speaking with SRTIP, identifying a location across the UAE, or specifically Sharjah, to set up shop. And take a look at artificial intelligence. Around about the same time is when the Ministry of AI was really gaining maturity. So it was around for about two or three years back then. And coming back to the national strategy, especially after the financial crisis, the leadership of the UAE did identify that diversification is important. Not just to attract the international talent pool, but also to equip the local talent in specific industries that is non-traditional per se, so non-oil and gas, non-F&B, so to speak. So getting into new technologies and helping them develop here. So coming back to your question, I hope I'm not running out of time. Working with Raj and Satish, as well as the Alhatul team, with Mohammed Alhatul and the chairman over there, we were able to identify specific locations, provide a certain amount of subsidy in terms of the costs for setting up and so on. But at the same time, the real work comes in after the entity is with a jurisdiction, so to speak, providing the right introductions to the regulatory bodies, government institutions. At the end of the day, it is innovative technology, but the right amount of business also needs to be adopted. So connecting with potential business partners in helping that grow. So maybe I overran, but that's my...
That's actually the perfect answer. Also the boosting the alternative head energy, and also boosting from the ball space, from the businesses and the perspective of the government, so kind of aligning with both of them. So actually, yeah, that's very impressive. Good, very good. So I have another question as well. What are the challenges and advantages arise from entering a market with the strong global competition, as you also mentioned, the different sphere, the oil and gas sphere, and the alternative resources. So what are the challenges and advantages are brought about with the strong competition that may be arising in the market?
It's first, I would say, maybe taking a step back, it's important to identify local partners depending on specific segments. If I was to narrow down to companies that are focused on energy or waste management or something that would be CapEx intensive would require that entity or as a conglomerate to invest a certain amount of money into getting set up, it's quite important to have a local partner, which could be a semi-government entity, it could be a local family business, as in the case of AHP, who have the historical experience and the network of being within the country. So that actually helps you in identifying a specific location, working more closely with government bodies or regulators to understand that what can and cannot be done in terms of implementation, and help you fast track in actually going about developing that business and generating revenue, so to speak. So there are a lot of positives. Obviously, a few challenges would be in terms of identifying that that local partner or local family business or local government entity. So it would be best to interact with a few. You would need to make a few trips down. It's in this part of the world, culturally, while we are in the age of internet and online meetings as such, culturally, this region is quite used to face-to-face meetings. They'd like to get a feel for the people they're speaking with, understanding and so on. So you may find quite a few requests in terms of to meet face-to-face, the teams coming down, looking at specific locations, speaking directly with local partners, understanding their plus points, their strengths, before you finalize a local partner and then move on.
Very interesting. That's good also that you include the remote option, because it's, at the moment it's quite popular, it's become quite popular, especially after the COVID hiccup here. Yeah, so that's actually a very, very important thing to discuss as well. So, Raj, the question for you. So, as being a part of those the market access companies that are dining into the country, so can you share insights to the need of agility and adaptability while setting up a business, especially when there are some challenges in the involvement of new stakeholders or the changing circumstances as well?
Yeah, sure. Just to add on, starting, this is relevant. So one of the challenges, one could argue, is that as a UK company, we're coming to a smaller market. But if you look at digital technology businesses, what you're looking for is almost a test space. So what we saw in UAE, especially in Sharjah, is that we can be in an environment which is small, it's controllable, and you can always expand out. So that's one of the advantages. What a disadvantage may seem to others is actually an advantage in our particular business. And then, so what? Once we're comfortable with that, then, like I said, like Chef was saying, you have to be here face to face. So then someone has to make a decision in your business. Look, I'm not saying you have to move here,
yep,
but definitely at least 4 weeks at a time. You can't come for a week and then go for a week. You have the last minute meetings here culture, right? Where you're sitting there, nothing's happening, and then bang, you have to go to a meeting. So, you know, if you meet somebody in the first week, second, third week, they may just call you out of the blue and say, oh, can you come tomorrow? So that's something which you know, especially from the UK, you know, I have calls lined up that are 6 weeks away, you know, for half an hour and stuff. So, yeah. So it's obviously in Uzbekistan, it's the same, isn't it? So that's one of the things which people have to get used to. So that's just from an operating side. Market size is good, operating size. But I think, as Chef mentioned, the culture side. And I think, I've been here for a year now, obviously in and out still. I know the country for sort of 10 years. We've been working and selling here. I would still say today, as of today, I still don't know the culture, the local sort of culture. I have friends who are locals and things like that. So that's why I think people like Chef are actually quite good, because you can actually say to them, say, look, you've been here how long now?
Born and raised,
right? There you go. So he's basically a local, right? So even I didn't know that actually. But so obviously there you go. So you can go to him, someone like him, and say, look, I've got this and this, you know, I'm gonna bring a gift from the UK. Is this appropriate? Is this good? You see, I mean, simple things like that make a lot of impact, yeah.
Actually the culture matters, especially when you mentioned the UK. There are totally three different cultures and three different countries. So yeah, this approach is actually very, very important. And I think we can look at the future. So what are the future plans for the planning sphere? We're planning our time, as you mentioned, we're planning ahead for 6 weeks, the goals. Do we have the certain plans in the companies here? So do we have the certain plans like the 10 years ahead or the 15 years? People share some of the common examples.
Sure. So obviously, as I think again, Chef mentioned that the UAE vision that is there, it was a long term plan of the countries have for countering some of the dependencies on the economy. So we see ourselves, we knew when we were coming here, it wasn't a 2-3 year plan, it's a 10-15 year plan, right? So obviously with the data center itself, and also the technology transfer that we're doing is again IP related, registering IP, putting down essential routes. So our overall strategy and plan is there. The one thing I would say when it comes to the word market access, it sometimes seems like, I don't know if you obviously you're the expert, market access sometimes seems like a one shot, but it isn't, right? Once you have the access, how do you remain in there, right? And obviously, how do you treat each emirate? I mean, one could argue that there's Abu Dhabi, Dubai, the northern emirates, the Sharjah maybe now establishing maybe a bit more its own. So market access doesn't just stop once. Yeah, once you're in, doesn't mean, oh, that's it, your job is done. Yeah, that's why you're here, right, today. So I think that's the key thing is that keep learning, keep evolving, but have a long-term vision. And because obviously, once people see you here as well, more opportunities will come.
Okay, exactly. So we got great insights and inspirations. And the last question for the chef. So, as we are working closely with different companies, with different businesses for quite a long time, so what were some of the challenges maybe that you faced that you had to prove like with their expectations?
That's an important question. I think now more than ever, expectations is definitely a big word. And with all the attention that this region, especially the country of UAE and to a certain extent our neighbors, Saudi Arabia and the GCC countries are getting, it has been a bit difficult to manage expectations because of all the glitz and the glamour that this region entails. So talking about the regulatory framework, the movement of certain government entities, the potential of doing business, and it can be as simple as actually getting the business set up, has been a bit of a learning curve for the company. So yes, many things do happen at a quick pace. I think Raj will know more than ever in terms of some of the regulations that change and some of the meetings that we have off the cuff. But it's important for the companies that are looking towards the UAE and the region per se that it is important to do a lot of background checks and information, doing background reading, interacting with the market. So as Raj mentioned, it's not necessary for you to move shop here, but you would need to be present within the region for a couple of weeks to do your own learning, to evaluate the market per se of your solutions or your technology, if there is a right fit, or if in certain cases if you may need to localize your solutions to the market, because at the end of the day it is the Arab market, and there are so many examples of even large entities that have tried to capture the market, just local entities, local born entities that were able to succeed because of their close proximity to the market. and how they were able to localize their solutions and tailor their solutions to the clients and the customers in the region. So I would say that to sort of wrap it up, it's really important to get the basics right and to find the right partner in this part of the world before you move shop. And it's really important to manage expectations before you decide to move.
Yeah, that's actually brought down on the site. So I think here it can be also very, very important for the people who want to enter the market and who are having certain expectations, or the people who want to start up their companies and they don't know how to firstly deal with the different circumstances and locations in the country. So yeah, thank you so much
for you
to explain the market access, and thank you so much for coming to the interview today.
Yeah. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, sure. So I think, yes, see you soon. First of all, it's not the last interview, it's the very first, so keep with us and stay tuned, and hopefully we will have more updates on the market access and other topics.